people are being urged not to buy e-scooters, scramblers or quad bikes for children this Christmas. The call comes from the Road Safety Authority. Four e-scooter riders were killed and 117 were seriously injured on roads here between the 1st of January 2020 and the 31st of December last year. Sarah O'Connor is Director of External Affairs with the Road Safety Authority. Good morning, Sarah. What are you saying this morning?
Really, it's a fairly straightforward call out and a reminder to people as they're thinking about buying gifts that e-scooters, scramblers and quad bikes are not toys, and that they are unsafe for young people on our roads, and that they bring an inherent risk. And to remind people as they're making decisions about what they might be buying for any of the young people in their lives, that this is not a good direction to go.
Under the law, they are available for people from the age of 16. So what would you say about 16 or 17-year-olds, for example, getting or being got an e-scooter?
Well, it's legal. It's legal to get an e-scooter over the age of 16. I suppose our guidance will be, you know, that there are careful rules that surround e-scooters, and that it's very important for mums or dads or anyone else who's buying a gift to really help a young person to understand that, so they're not to go on footpaths. It's illegal to carry additional pastures. They're not to go over 20 kilometres an hour, and under 16s are not allowed on e-scooters. That's not legal. And I suppose really there's a challenge there, because young people aren't as familiar with the rules of the road. They don't understand, maybe necessarily at a developmental level. We can see that the research shows us that it is more difficult for a young person to assess risk, to understand what another vehicle may be doing, and maybe, I suppose, to understand the ramifications of their own actions on the road. And so it's really important, if people are thinking about getting a gift for somebody over the age of 16, which is an e-scooter, that they do some training to help and support. They sit down, they do a quick guide to the rules of the road, and to really help that person, I suppose, to understand that they're taking a lot of responsibility when they're using a vehicle like that, and that their own safety and that of others is implied. Because in addition to the four e-scooter deaths you referenced from beginning of 2020 to end of 2023, there was also one fatality of a person who was hit by an e-scooter, and 20 serious injuries of people who encountered scooters. So it's also about a child understanding, a person age 16, if they were to get one as a gift, understanding, you know, they have to look out for other people and they have to make really good road safety choices themselves.
And briefly, what about quads and scramblers?
I mean, a really substantial concern. And if you look across the same periods that we were just talking about there, there were 3 fatalities of quad bikes or scramblers on our public roads, and 49 quad bike fatalities, serious injuries across that period of time on public roads. So they are a big concern. And obviously people may be using them on public roads or off public roads, but they're a very heavy vehicle and very powerful, and really, really important that we understand that they are not a toy.
Sarah O'Connor, Director of External Affairs at the Road Safety Authority. Thank you.